ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्रिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय परभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयागिः पुत्रेति तन्नयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयम्।
First of all, I offer my less and less dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lilaum Krishnapada Srimad Bhakti Paragyan Kesava Goswami. And also less and less dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Praveshtam Krishnapada Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. If you begin anything, any pious activities or anything, you should remember your Gurudev. You should have a very strong belief that my Gurudev is everywhere. How? Our Gurudev will be everywhere. Because Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. Radha Krishna is everywhere. In all the souls, in all worlds, in Golok Vrindavan, Prakat Vrindavan, here, in all grasses, trees, creepers, Krishna is there. To serve Krishna, our Gurudev is also there. Because Sukhdev Goswami, Sutta Goswami is praying like that. So you should have a very strong belief that your Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, was not a very ordinary guru, that he should fall down. Never. Very strong personality. So he must be everywhere and looking you that what you are doing. If you are woken, we have become. He will see also. That is why his mercy is upon you. He is showering his mercy. Anyhow, oh, now they are becoming weak. They think that I am not everywhere and not looking after. But he is looking after you, nourishing also. If any, Gurudev, very transcendental Guru, manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu or Baldev Prabhu. He is so powerful and very, very kind, very, very merciful. If anyone initiates anyone, and if he is not doing offenses to any Vaishnava, devotee, or Krishna, to Nam, then anyhow, in so many verses he will descend and help, because he has promised like that. If anyone is not liberated and not having Krishna praying in one birth, oh, I will come again. So you should see your Gurudev like that. And try to develop your Krishna consciousness more and more. Don't be hippie again. You have so many have become from hippie to happy. We should not try to go down. Very powerful, very strong. if the Gurudev is the backbone, the honor to Gurudev, to serve it to Gurudev, is backbone of our devotion and love. And if the backbone is broken, you can understand, you cannot see it, you cannot do anything. So have a very firm belief on your Gurudev and try to go up and up daily, daily in new inspiration. I have told so many things in my tour, bringing from Holland and England here, there. I also, in morning, Upadeshamritam, Manashikha, Sikshashtakam, so many. Bhakti Tattva Vivek and so many things. And evening classes, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitanya. First of all, you should know that Krishna Prem has two sides, side by side. One is called Sanjog and next is called Vyog. One is called meeting and other is called separation. Everywhere they will be there. In night, gopis are feeling separation. And in the daytime, when they are meeting to Krishna, oh, this is meeting. Sometimes, Krishna is in Vrindavan and meeting with all the gopis. It is called meeting. When your Gurudev was with you, externally, you are serving him, and you are thinking that, oh, we are with our Gurudev. But also there is some side also, one side more. In separation, he is also there, if you are remembering him constantly. So Krishna Prem had two sides. Like a coin has two sides. First side and then this side. So Krishna Prem is like those. So I have told so many things about meeting of Krishna with gopis and gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all. So I wanted to speak something, but I was thinking, should I tell, because very qualified persons are very rare, very rare. But I wanted to speak something about this. Because my basket was full of all the fruits that I have brought from Vrindavan, from the shop of Swamiji and my Gurudev, to distribute. But I see that very rare are qualified for this. But still, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even to tigers, lions and bears, creepers and trees, he gave something. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu openly he gave. So, up till now, I have told about Vaidhi Bhakti, and also about the pastimes of Krishna, of meeting with gopis and all. Now I want to tell something more. So you should try to have more and more honor for your Gurudev and aspiration to serve him more and more and to serve Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Kanumo Yuga the meaning? What is the meaning of this? You can tell.
Radha Krishna Pranamoha. That Radha Krishna, that they are my heart. Radha Krishna Pranamoha. You can love the soul. Jivane Marani Marani Gashi.
Life and soul.
Our own life. That in life, and death, even if having us, then we have no other destination than Radha and Krishna.
Again, you? Very strong belief in this. If I am not serving Radha and Krishna, well, then why this life and soul is here? Quickly I should give up my this body. Useless. Gopi is used to tell, oh, we are not serving Krishna. What is the use of keeping this body? No use at all. Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, when Rupa Goswami went to his abode in Radha Krishna, there, and he was thinking, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund is like tigers to swallow. Giriraj Govardhan, like Ajgara Ayate, like Aghasur, and Vrindavan, lifeless. Zero. I cannot survive. So we should be like that. And then Krishna mercy will come. He is not far away. Everywhere Krishna is. He wants that we should be like that. So when I am telling something, two or one examples in meeting with gopis. When Krishna was a boy of seven, he took Govardhan Mountain on his left finger for 7 days. All Brajavasi, all gopis, even girls, all were assembled there in the shade of Giriraj Govardhan. Cowherd boys taking their sticks, with them, doing like this, Govardhan stood not fall away, fall down. Oh, we are hanging. And gopis, on their sides, this crooked, that if Govardhan you will fall down, then we will make you to ashes, burn to ashes. So Govardhan was there. And who was taking this mountain? Not Krishna himself. Oh, if Krishna has taken it, lifted it, on his right, then Krishna has done. But who did? Left side, Radha was there. And in left of left, it means Srimati Radhika lifted. Krishna cannot do, he is zero, if Radhika's power is not there. So power is everything. So without power, Krishna is like zero, nirvishesh Brahma. So, oh, Krishna was so happy. Indra was throwing out so many thunderbolts to make pieces in less and less pieces Giriraj Govardhan. But Giriraj Maharaj, on his finger, was so happy that he was thinking that, oh, like this. Yes, and very happily. After 7 days, when Indra knew that we cannot have any damage to Vrindavan, Brajavasis, and to Govardhan, Krishna, anything, then he became submissive. And then he has so much fear for Krishna. Oh, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Now he will punish him. After that, he brought Surbhi Maya, Surbhi Mother Surbhi, and Surbhi apologized for Indra. Seeing this past life time of Krishna, all the older persons, Brajavasi, like Upananda and all others, assembled at a place. And that is called Nanda Baithak, sitting of Brajavasi. And Upananda was made chairman of that meeting. When all were assembled, lakhs and lakhs gopis, then Upananda told, Ananda, you should be very careful, very careful. Because you were treating not Vayu with Krishna. You know that Krishna lifted this mountain quickly, like elephants on their trunk, that any
lotus flower
or anything. So Krishna has done. He is not an ordinary person. You know that when he was of only 3 days, Putana came, so powerful as 50,000 elephants. But Krishna took his breath, not only milk, it was not milk, poison, very strong poison he took, and also his life took. And she died. You know that when he was of 1 month, then Trinavat came, but it was also killed. Then Agasur, Bagasur, so many came, and they were all finished. So Krishna is not an ordinary boy. Tell your wife, Yashoda, she should not chastise this boy, because he is Narayan himself. Also you should not tell him, oh, bring my shoes, and Krishna will take his shoes, and dancing he will come. Don't do all these things. Don't tell him, oh, cheater, or tricky, monkey friend,
liar,
also so many things. Don't, never. Try to worship him. Then Nanda Baba began to smile. He told that, I know that in India, we think that gops means?
Milkmen.
Gops. There is a jati, tribe. They became
matured
at the age of 80. Up to that age they are
immature
means like a boy. No intelligence. And they have no qualification to vote. After 80 they can vote anyone. So he is telling that how you can think, you understand that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know that sometimes you weep bitterly, oh mother, give me bread and butter. Sometimes his mother tells, oh, see, this Shikha of Baldev Prabhu is so thick, but you are very, and that is why you are lean and thin. You should take more butter. More. Otherwise you cannot be like that. And if there is late to give him butter, he begins to weep. Brahma or any Bhagavan weeps anything. Very soon he becomes angry. And he begins to break the pots. Sometimes we know that any devotee even wants to speak of Krishna, Supreme Personality of God. He never tells lie. But Yashoda Maiya asks him, whether you have taken earth or no mother, I have never taken. I want to see your mouth. Sometimes cheating, stalling in the houses of all gopis. Sometimes quarreling. Or these are not the symptoms of any Brahma or any Supreme Personality of Godhead. And telling him, he began to smile. Oh, if you are telling all that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but yet he has come like son to me, so I may chastise him, and if he is doing something wrong, so I must chastise him, sometimes punish him, though he is Parabrahma. And saying this, he began to smile. All gopis forget all things, and they used to love Krishna like this. When when you know that when Krishna used to go for comforting Yashoda Maiya, following always Nanda Baba, following him, all the gopis from here and there, from any corner, from any groves, from windows, from the roof, from anywhere, all the gopis used to see Krishna, and Krishna also worshipping them from his eyes of gore to all the gopis. Phullendivala kanti bindu vadanam varavasan sambriyam shiva sankamudara kaustubadaram pitamparam sundaram gopinanayanokplasitanam gogopasangravitam govindam kalavenubadanaparam divyangam purusham. Here also, all gopis are looking towards Krishna, and Krishna playing on floors and showing his crooked eyes to all gopis. So, these are the examples of meeting. You know, once when Rasleela, Krishna played on his float, all the gopis, dipping over all their jobs, homework, they quickly ran after the tune of Bansi, followed, and they came to go Krishna. Jamuna was gently and sweetly flowing. Moon, full moon was full moon was there, twinkling all tara, sitara, stars and everything. All the flowers of day and night both, of all the seasons, all were in bosom. These were humming. At that time in night also cuckoos were singing. It was not so much night, beginning of night was. And at that time Krishna played on his flute. All gopis. Those gopis who are making chapati, do you know Indian chapati? They have no care of to turn over quickly. Those who are making some dalia, korel, and they left it on fire. Those who are giving milk to their children, whose children? Not her children. Children who they are sister Lazara and others. Because anyone who has child, they are not qualified to meet Krishna in Rasleela. They cannot go. They were stopped there. So quickly they went there to get him off. Those who were taking, like doing this, decorating. One gopi who was taking kajal in his one eyes, quickly, not in this eyes. And very busy one gopi who was taking his necklace to take in his neck, but he wrongly he did in his waist here. And from here, anything. Yeah. And he took in his here. So all was upset. Quickly they ran. They became mad, as if anyone has stolen his heart, and quickly. But when they were all there, then Krishna told that, "Oh, welcome to you all. I know that you have come here to meet me in this very good night. Moon?
Full moon
night. A very good scenery. Now you have taken my darshan. I am Brahma. So, now you should be satisfied and return at once to your homes. Because night is so
dangerous.
Dark. All lions and tigers are fierce. Fearful animals are here everywhere. And it may be that your husband could search and they can come here. Your children also. At once you should try to. But Gopi is there, watching him. What is his internal mood? What he wants? Then Krishna saw that, oh, they are not doing anything, not returning and not telling anything. Then he began to tell again, "Oh, you know that the religion of chaste ladies is that whether husband may be
lame,
blind, moneyless, very poor, ugly, blind, black, anything. He cannot support his wife. Even they should serve their husbands. This is our Indian Vedic culture." So Swamiji wanted to establish this Varnashram Dharma. Because he came, it is not like India. Wife and husband changing this marriage for more than 20 or I think that it may be record like 40 or more than that. I heard that a couple, at the age of 102 and wife 98, they again did marriage. Perhaps I don't know where, but I read in newspapers. And he has 98 children. So many children. But he was not satisfied. Never. So, Indian culture, Vedic culture is like Varnashram Dharma. If anyone has given any word that I should marry you, then forever, for his whole life, if not marriage, no harm. If husband is dead, no harm. He will worship him. This is the Indian. Why? Because if you are married to Krishna, and then we can change Krishna also. You can go to Shishupal. So you should try to
follow
here. Then otherwise there is a very big problem there. So devotees should learn Varnashram Dharma, not giving each other in any case, and then quickly try to follow Rupa Sanatan, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna told them. Then one of the gopis, like Prakhara, you know, so much bold, to very straightforward, Lalita. She told that, "Oh, we think that you are my Gurudev. Because without Gurudev, anyone cannot tell like so much good things for us. So you are Gurudev. So we know that if Supreme Personality of Ramchandra, Nrisimhadev, anyone is there, first we will have to worship our Gurudev, then to them. Guru Puja is essential first. So you are like our Gurudev. We want to worship you and then to our husband. And we know that you are husband of all whole world. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra, Anadirad Govinda, Sarva Karan. So Krishna is husband of all whole world. He is only tester. Then, even Baldev Prabhu, he is dasya of Krishna. All. So, what we are telling? You are promised in Gita. What? Ye jatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. Those who will worship me, in what mode, I will repay them. I am bound to repay them. So we have come to worship you. Why you are not worshipping us? In what mood I have come to serve you? You should accept our services. Otherwise, you will have to...
You will be guilty for this.
That then Krishna was satisfied and he began to dance with them. How much days? How much? Many hours. Not only 1-2 hours. The night became Om Brahmaratri. Brahmaratri means?
1000 juk.
So long. Brahma and all others began to do Pushpa Varsha, shower of flowers. The demigods, goddesses, that they can find in the sky in their
airplanes.
Their husband could not saw the rash because they are not qualified, but their wives were somewhat qualified to see, and that is why they became fanned in the laps of their husbands. So after that, when Rash was going, at once Krishna disappeared from Rash. Why? To make new their love and affection. At once he became, and when the gopi was weeping and searching him, after that, when they were weeping so much on the bank of Jamuna pooling, at once Krishna appeared there. Then gopis asked something to him. What they asked to? Bhajato anubhajanti eka. Ekad eva viparjayam. No bhayansa bhajanti eka etan no brushadhu. Some gopis took the hands of Krishna in their laps. Some took the feet of Krishna in their laps. Some took betel nut from his mouth, and some standing on very far away and looking towards Krishna as if they will shoot arrow from their eyes. Some angry. Who was doing so? Srimati Radhika. Some Chandrauli taking his hands in his lap and all that. They asked one question to Krishna. We want to ask you this question. And then answer and question and answer. They asked Krishna that we know that some persons are like these. Yeah, if anyone doing bhajan, then they do bhajan. If anyone has love and affection for anyone, then he also reciprocal each other. And some are that if anyone will serve or not, he has no love and affection, but yet he will have love and affection for that. And third, those who are loving, serving or not, no question. They don't have love to anyone. In what category you are, we want to know. Can you explain what I told? Make Krishna culprit that if in any category Krishna will be, then he is guilty. Krishna began to smile as if he is guilty. He took his pitambar here and very gently, sweetly, smiling something, and he began to tell, "Oh gopis, I am not any category of this what you told. Why? First, those who are loving, those who loves him, these are in the category of businessmen. If anyone is giving $1, then they will give anything in the value of $1, anything. 2 mangoes, 4 mangoes, or anything, any masala. Masala means?
Spices.
Spices are anything. One is giving and another is giving. Here is no bhakti, no love and affection. Understand what I am telling? What? Repeat me.
That there is no love.
Tea?
One glass juice.
Juice. And taking $1.
It's not for love.
It is business policy. So if you want love and then I love anyone, then what is this? This is business. I am not in category. So if you are worshipping and wanting anything benefit for Krishna in India, anyone can worship Shankar. Oh Shankar, I will give you Batasha. Batasha means any sweet, very little. I want that my business go high soon. I should have a son. I have no children. I want to have a son. Oh, quickly you can give. Like Ravan, like Jarasandha, Shishupal, they are all like this. So we should not try to be like that. If Gurudev outwardly loving or not, no harm. Just to try to love him. But it is true that whether you are loving or not loving, serving or not serving, Gurudev must have some affection to you because he is not business person. If you want to be happy, a true devotee, then you should try to follow your Gurudev's words. So, and if you are not following your Gurudev, then truly you are not devotee. I want to be you should be very tolerant. Try to tolerate. Otherwise, your family will be
ruined.
Your relation with Gurudev will
ruined.
You should tolerate. Otherwise, you cannot be happy with all devotees. Daily making so many problems. Quarreling to all others. So try to learn this slope. Pina dapi suni chena. Toro rapi sahisnuna. Amanina manadena kirtin. If unwanted or unwillingly any offense has done, go at once and take the lotus feet of dead devotee. Oh, forgive me. I have done mistake. In this way. So tolerance is the backbone of our bhakti. So be like that. Even more than trees, two things, not wanting anything and giving his everything to others. His life is like that. Fruits, bark, leaves, fruits, shade, air, wood for others. And he never wants any drop of water that you should give him. So if you want to be it, in category you are. Whether anyone is loving you, I am loving you or not, but you are loving me. Like a father, true father. If children become bigger one, and when father has married them with any girl,
and they quickly give up their father and mother. They don't want to suck them, especially in old days. In India, something is there, but now the air from Western countries have gone there, and this civilization is also going to be ruined. So father and mother and Gurudev, they love their disciples, their children, sons and daughters, whether they are serving Gurudev or not. I know, Swamiji also, my Gurudev also. I have served so many very qualified disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So gentle, so merciful. Even one wanted to kill his Gurudev, Siddhanti Maharaj, Gurudev, disciple of Swamiji. He was attacked with his disciple. He took some axe and wanted to kill him. But even he was escaped and he had some love and affection that he should be changed. So Gurudev is like that. Father, mother may be like that. There is something religious and something love and affection. Father never wants that he should serve me or not, but he will help and nourish and support. Third, what? Bhajato api abhajato abhajanti bhajatah kuta. And those who don't have any love, nothing, who are loving or not loving. Understand?
Another party loves or not loves.
Another party is loving or not loving. He never will love anyone. In this, there are four kinds of persons. Who? Atmaram. Atmaram, you know?
Self-satisfied.
He never wants anything from anyone, like Sukadeva Goswami. He had nothing to love. When he took birth, and he at once quickly ran away in the dense forest. His father was telling, "O son, O son, O son, ha putra, ha putra." But he never cared for this, because he don't want anything from anyone. His Atmaram. Why? Always chanting, remembering, and serving his worshipable deity. So he never was. Second, Aptakam. Aptakam means whose all wishes are fulfilled. All wishes are not fulfilled. So many wishes. Daily. New. If one's requirement is fulfilled, another will come. New daily. So you are not happy. But Narada Rishi, his all wishes are satisfied. Why? He is serving Krishna. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam. So Narada has nothing to do and but Sukadeva Goswami, Sanaksanandan, these four Chatus Kumar, all their wishes have been fulfilled. Nothing to love anyone. And third, akritagya, ungrateful creatures, like animals. But father, mother has served me whole life, and when he became young, he left his father. Why? Sometimes he rebukes, and sometimes nothing rebukes him, but even they are living. So they are akritagya. Akritagya in English?
Ungrateful.
You know ungrateful? Don't be ungrateful. And fourth, Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi means?
Disobeying Guru.
No.
Opposed
Guru. What word?
Revolting against Guru. rebellion, revolting.
If there is cause or not cause. Oh, you have become old. Nonsense. My children cannot sleep in night, you are doing... Always. No reason this is. But they will do. So they are Gurudrahi. But I am not any one of them. Why? Gopis wanted to capture Krishna in any of these four. But Krishna is telling that I am not any one of them. Why? First is... Kya? Atmaram. Krishna told that I am not Atmaram. Atmaram means
wandering in the
like Sukadeva Goswami. I am not like that in that category. Why? My all requirements have not been fulfilled. I am not Atmaram. Because my Atmaram is who? Atma, soul, Sri Radhika. I want to satisfy Srimati Radhika always and to serve Radhika. And that is why I played on fruit and called, oh, come on, Lalite, Vishakhe, Radhe, Chitre, and all. So if I was up to come, how I would have called you? And if I am Atmaram, then now, why appeared before you? Understand?
Yes.
I am not Atmaram or Atmakam because I am lacking so many things, that is why I am again appeared among your council. To dance, to have your love and affection. Atmaram. And in the next hand, I am not Gurudrohi, not a Kritagya, because I have come to serve you now. So I am not a Kritagya, ungrateful. I want to serve you always. And that is why I appeared here. And not Gurudrohi. Gurudrohi by name?
Not rebelling.
Rebelling spirit to you. Anyone in this world. So I am not out any among four. And he told, Naham tu sakho bhajato pi jantam bhajan isham anubhitti abhattaye yatha dhano labdha dhane vinashte tachintyan bhato naveda. Oh, you can ask me, why you disappear? Because this is night, so much andhakar. Darkness, and we left everything for you. Our children has spent homework, everything we left for you, and you disappeared at once. So you are akritagya. Ungrateful. Oh, don't think. Oh, you are my beloved. I am your beloved. You know why I disappeared? Only to renew your love and affection. And I was here, not anywhere else. And I was looking that you are calling me, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kabhiriditam kalmashapaham shabanamangalam shimadatatam bhuvigrinantite Bhuridajana. I was not very far away. I was following you that your lotus dust, feet dust, should come on my head. And hearing what you are telling, I know that you are my beloved. In this whole world, you are supreme, having love and affection for me. So I wanted to
the whole world
that you are greatest beloved of myself. For that is, and to renew our love. If husband and wife is always 100 years with them, no quarrel, nothing, then it is not so pleasant. Sometimes two vessels should quarrel. And then again, renewal. Then love becomes like that. So I want to taste all these things, that is why I have teaching. Napareham nirvadda sanjujam susadu kutya dukta jisabhiva ma bhajana durjara griha shinkala sambhishya tadvapatisa. Oh, I cannot be. Your love and affection is highest and so much pure. There is no black spot. That is not for you, for only you want to please me. Anna bilashita sunna this shlok, which Rupa Goswami told, it is fully applied on gopis, not to anyone. Fully. Only fully to extreme for gopis. So Krishna is telling that I cannot repay you. Gopis ask that if I, you cannot repay, you can repay. Oh, how? If I am telling that you have, you should ask any benediction, and then you will quickly answer, what? Oh, give your service. Then again, so much grateful.
Better to you.
So we can. So you should be pleased to me. I know that you are my beloved. Then when Krishna, for like seeing that this, that I cannot repay you, then Krishna, gopis at once become so happy. Oh, Krishna has conquered us. By this word, that he has told like this. Thus imitating these sweet talks, conversations were there. But when Krishna was taken by a crow in Mathura, what became? What it became? All the gopis were lamenting. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba. And they were always thinking, remembering Krishna. And here in Mathura, Mother Devaki and Father Vasudev, they wanted to make any some impression that he, Krishna should forget gopis all. Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Maya and all. So he wanted to make them Kshatriya. Kshatriya, no?
Administrator. Warrior.
In gopis, no need of taking upavit or taking upavit. Who gives upanayan by Gayatri, then it is seen that he is his son. Now, Vasudeva Maharaj wanted to give his upavit, that he should know that he is my son. And that is very quickly, after the death of Kans, after 2 days only, 3 days, he announced that today we are going to give upanayan to Krishna with fire sacrifice. All were invited, but anyone of the Prajavasi were not invited. Even Vasudev was brother of Nanda Baba, and that he was so much friendship. Rohini also with Yashoda, but they could not invite. Though Vrindavan was very nearer to Mathura, so much nearer. Only two
fingers.
But they could not invite. Krishna was
shaped.
Baldev was shaped. Very beautiful mouth there. Taking some saffron cloths, one danda, and then with Vedic mantras, everything was done. They took wooden sandals, one talpatra, umbrella, and brahmachari. And Gurudev told that now you can go to wait to your mother, father, and at least 7 doors you should, and then come to me. At that time, Krishna took anything, cloth like this, and taking all these things, Now Guru has told him to go to bathe from your mother first. Krishna was thinking, where is my mother? Mother, mother. He remembered his Yashoda Maiya. My mother has told that when Upanayan, I will do your Upanayan, then I will give so much golds in your bag. So he was thinking, where is my mother? Where is mother? No, where is my mother? At once began to weep loudly, oh mother, oh mother, Yashoda, Yashoda. Tears were coming, and in very quickly he became senseless and fell down on the earth. All were weeping. Now, Vasudeva and Devaki are thinking. He never thinks us, his father or mother. Only he remembers Yashoda, his father, and Nanda Baba, his father and mother. But what became of Nanda and Yashoda Maiya? After that, anyhow, water was given, and he came in his senses, but always weeping, weeping, all day and night. Anyone could not pacify him. And quickly, very quickly, he was sent to Gurukul, to Sanya, very far away, in the mountains, where it was everything dry. And he was Shaiva, not Vaishnava, to him. If any Vaishnava will be Guru, then he will quickly know that, oh, he is Supreme Personality of God. So that is he was sent to Sandipani, very far away, that he should not remember Braja, and Mother Yashoda, and Nanda, and cows, and everything. Only 2 minutes. Then, here Yashoda Maiya became blind-like. Always weeping, weeping. Making guilty Nanda Baba, that he has sold, sold Vali Bechana. He has sold Krishna in change of some beautiful, costly ornaments, golden, because he has brought from Mathura. And always weeping. One day, sometimes he used to think that my boy has never come to Mathura. He is at anyhow cow herding, and evening he will come. So, sometimes in evening he used to take a golden pot to make aarti, as he used to do. But Krishna was night and night, and so much night used to go, but Krishna never to return. And she was standing always waiting for Krishna there, waiting. One day, when sun was in sky, it was 12 in India, in Braja, in the hot summer, she took some toys of Krishna in his cloth, his little yellow cloths. She used to make wear to Krishna. She collected all. And weeping, and he was on the gate, Nanda gate. Any Sakhi came and told, oh, Mother Yashoda, where you are going? Oh, I am going. There my boy is there. My Kanaiya is there. I am going there. Oh, it is very far away from here. And in hot days, how you can go? You cannot go. Oh, I must go. Why you are going there? Oh, I am going to Vasudev and Devaki Palace. And I will tell, I will request Devaki and Vasudev. Oh, King, oh, Queen, I want to serve you. I will wash your all pots, vessel, cloths. I will broom your palace. But only in a day, you have to give a chance that I will steal your son. I don't want that he should be my son. but I want that. He should be your son, but I want to be your son. And telling she became faint and rolling down, Ha Kanaya Ha Krishna. So this, in this way, is their passion. This is separation. But in separation, always remembering Krishna's pastimes, always, always. How? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Nothing to cook. Now, for whom Yashoda Maiya will go? The vessels were never cleared. The pot,
looking upside down,
they were like this, upside. And where cooking was done? In chulha. Chulha, you know?
No.
Not a stove, Indians. Kya? Yeah, yeah. Never use so
cobwebs. Cobwebs.
That made their crops there. Very lean and thin. Always remembering Krishna, Krishna, Govinda, Dhamo, Dharma. So very, very, what? Pathetic scene was there. And there Krishna always remembering them. But what is the cause? What was the cause that death never made? Oh, very near. Oh, there are something. Why Krishna could not come in Vrindavan? He should come and again go to Mathura. But he never did. Why? There are some reason. So we will explain all these things. Very little, because only tomorrow we are here. So I want to give you a test. For this, I want that you should be very strong. Always remember Krishna in the line of Swamiji, Rupa Goswami. Don't be weak. Don't be weak. He has sent to help you all. I will try to help you all in all my ways. I think you have not been helped. That is why you are some weak now. Some of them, you are very strong. I want that you should be like strong like that. Gaur Premanand. Mahamantra.